Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Joanna James, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
A few more days for the totter on the road, then my old Kentucky home. Good night. Oh, weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home. Is hard, but still we're lucky to live in the land of storybook hills. The music is good and the people are real. Ooh, we got soul in our grass, love in our shine. We still believe in coal in our minds. Can't break us apart. We're joined at the heart. It's more than just pride. Over here on the East Kentucky side, ooh, we got soul in our grass, love in our shine. We still believe in calling our minds. Ooh, oh, it's more than just pride. Oh, over here on the East Kentucky side. So I'm very happy to turn the mic over to my lovely background vocalist tonight. She's only 17 years old, comes from Morgan County, where I live as well. Super, super talented. She recently just graduated and will be attending college for, can you tell us what that is?
I want to teach English as a second language.
So she's going to be teaching English as a second language. She is also very fluent in guitar, saxophone, and piano. So not only is she an awesome background vocalist, but she has a beautiful voice, and I did not think it would be right to not include her to showcase at least one song. So she's going to do a Kentucky cover for you guys right now called Blue Moon of Kentucky.
I said Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said blue moon of Kentucky, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Going to go teach ESL?
Yes.
Have you already certified to do that, or are you sort of on the way? Did you just...
Oh, I just graduated high school like four days ago.
Sorry, I don't mean to. Okay. Well, so you've had 4 weeks. Have you not finished the program yet?
No.
How did you end up deciding to go that direction? Do you speak Spanish?
No, I'm more the Eastern Asian languages. I'm Mandarin Chinese and South Korean and stuff like that.
Kiara Mays.
I recently went to China, this past summer, and that was a big experience for me, and it introduced me to an entirely new culture, and I discovered some new foreign music, and it definitely introduced me to other cultures.
Where'd you go to high school?
Morgan County High School.
Did they have a full-blown program in some of these other languages there, or was this something?
So they have Mandarin Chinese, and they have Spanish.
That's good that they have that they do Mandarin Chinese. I mean, I think there are a lot of public schools, big public schools, that don't do that.
Yeah.
We would like for you to know that we recognize that you are not doing only easy harmonies over there. You're doing some really intricate stuff and right on it, and it just sounds so great.
Well, thank you.
You guys have to work hard at rehearsing your vocal parts together, or is this just sort of...
No.
No, it's more Joanna sends me a track and she's like, hey, learn this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so I'm really busy with music, and then my job has a lot of requirements. I have, I coordinate 5 programs in my job. And then you're outside of, you know, doing personal things, then it's really hard for me to take the time to focus, you know, on anybody else. So when I approached Kara, I already knew she was a great singer, which is why I thought of asking her to, you know, help us out. And I told her, I said, you know, I'm not going to have time to, you know, get with you and practice and show you every little note that needs to be this way. Do you think you'll be able to do it on your own if I just send you the tracks and stuff? She's like, sure. And you are right. The harmonies on these songs are not easy. So I think she deserves a round of applause. She's pretty awesome. So. And only 17.
Kara, do you have vocal training?
No.
Where'd you learn to do that thing you do?
I've sang ever since I was little. It's been my number one passion. I love to sing.
Others in your family sing?
Yes, my sisters. My sister sings.
Oh, yeah? Do you guys have old tape recordings of the two or three of you singing 3-part harmonies and doing stuff like that?
No, we never done stuff like that because we would always argue. We would always argue when we sang, and she would always tell me to shut up whenever she was singing.
Were you arguing about the song that you were singing, what song you were going to choose to sing, or what part each of you was singing?
Sometimes it would be the song that we're singing, just because somebody would go around the house singing it all day, and it would get very aggravating.
Well, it sounds like you come from a real family.
Lots of love, lots of love.
So that's good.
Take a trip back in time with me down the Ohio. A moonlit cruise filled with history. All aboard, let's go. Mississippi with the USO. Now a Big Bend ferry. All aboard, let's go.
James, we left off with you, but we didn't burrow deep into your childhood at all.
Well, I became interested in guitar probably around 12. That's when I started playing it. I started piano when I was 6 and played piano through 12th grade and unfortunately quit. I guess I thought I had more important things to do. I wish I hadn't quit piano, but I still kind of can play a little bit of piano. But
no regrets. Okay, you did something else with your time, obviously.
Yeah, well, I focused more on guitar, and actually when I was a senior in high school, I got into classical guitar. For a little while at UK, I studied classical guitar in the College of Music, switched around. I sort of quit classical guitar too eventually. But along the way, I became very interested in flat picking guitar. And
what got you interested in that? Other than the fact you live in the flat picking hub of the world.
I started listening a lot to Tony Rice, J.D. Crowe, and the New South, and that kind of stuff. And like, I'd really love to learn how to play that. I was really perplexed as to how you do that. And was fortunate enough to run across a guy named Richard Bennett, who was from this area, or living in this area for a while. And for a few years, I took some lessons from him whenever I could, and actually learned to do some flat picking. He's really good. He's played with J.D. Crowe. I'm probably not doing him justice here, but he's been around, and just I think a genius. So I tried to pick up a lot from him, and that really inspired me, and really got into fiddle tunes. I really enjoy playing fiddle tunes on guitar. I play with a bluegrass band here in town. Actually, some of them are here today.
Oh, I see them out there.
Backroom String Band.
I know who you're talking about.
And we do some fiddle tunes and bluegrass and various things like that. So I play a lot, you know, just on my own for enjoyment. But I've also recently gotten into mandolin. I'll have to thank Joanna.
He'll thank me for being OCD. That's what he's trying to say.
Joanna's kind of pushed me a bit. I like getting other instruments in my hand and seeing what I can do with them. Sort of fooled around with the mandolin for years, but never really learned much. So I've been working on that.
He plays dobro as well.
A little bit of that. And
he just recently picked up.
Well, this is hard to admit.
The didgeridoo?
The horse kick. No.
Not the accordion.
I definitely will blame Joanna for this banjo.
James actually is not a fan of banjo.
Well, I wasn't for a long
until
time.
Until we started doing this. And then I think he started thinking, I think you can really make the banjo sound. Which, actually, James can make any instrument sound cool because he kind of changes, like, you know, give the banjo a funky style of playing instead of, you know, just the traditional style. So we're kind of working on some stuff now with banjo.
Well, that would
banjo.
Be a good lead. If you do a banjo album, that would be a good lead on your album. I set out to make the banjo sound cool.
That'd be a good song, actually.
There's a land in the west north of Tennessee, bordered by the Ohio and Mississippi, and all the lakes with the land in between we know. These western waterlands of Kentucky make me proud to call her home. Between the river slowly grew and made history, when the town of Golden Pond became a memory, and all the lakes with the land in between we know. These western waterlands of Kentucky made me proud to call her home. The place.
Joanna James for being with us this evening, and thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. We thank you for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, who wants to hear one more song from Joanna James?
All right.
Joanna James, everyone.
Sweet Georgia peaches, all the beauty on display. Yet at the end of the day, take me back to the place where the grass is blue. In my heart, there'll never be a love more true. New York City. City and sunny Hawaii, all the beauty on display. Yet at the end of the day, take me back to the place where the grass is blue. In my heart, there'll never be a love more true. Shores of Maine, all the beauty on display. Yet at the end of the day, oh, take me back to the place where the grass is blue. In my heart, there'll never be a love more true. Ooh, just
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Joanna, James, Kara, Joel, and Greg for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.